following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. Glad you're joining us. Hey, we're with you every Monday and Wednesday morning, right after the Country Store program here, but basically 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Houston time. Always glad to have you joining us, and we always try to bring information to you that you can actually use to make things better for you and your family. That's the whole deal right here, to help you be a better steward of your finances. I'm Tony Nafar, Certified Financial Planner, in the studio today with Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner. Craig Montana running the studio for us. And, guys, good morning.
Good morning. Got some good things going on today. Got a couple stories.
Good. I've got a couple of them, too.
It's always nice real to hear life real life stuff.
Yeah, the real life stuff that so many of us have at least something in common with.
Right. Also, it may not hit you now, but maybe a couple of years from now, and say, oh, yeah, I remember them talking about that. Yep. What did they say?
Yeah, what was it that they said about that? I want to talk a little bit about rolling money over from 401k plans. We have, unfortunately, some folks who are getting pink slipped all over the place. A lot of that's in the oil and gas related industries. And so we've got a lot of people who have been saving diligently. Most of the time, they've been doing really well at putting money in their 401k, right? So now, if they're going to be laid off, what do with that money? Do you just leave it there at your old employer? What's the pros and cons? What are the pros and cons of rolling over? How difficult is it? And what kind of stuff do you need to know? So we're going to go over a little of that for you guys this morning, as well as insurance types of stuff. Doug's going to talk about something that I think a lot of us don't realize, which is why we're going to talk about it, which is insurance you never thought of that maybe you need. And how do you know when you should just dump an old policy that maybe you bought years ago? Mm-hmm. Do you still need it? How do you make those decisions?
Yeah, life changes, and so an insurance is a contract. So the contract doesn't change, but your life does. So what are your options now?
Mm-hmm.
And the story that I have is a couple that came in, and it will hit a lot of people. Because they got a letter from the insurance company saying that it has to do with universal life policies. That's a generic term. Mm-hmm. They're called flexible premium adjustable life is the technical term. And very, very popular policies back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're in, 2015? And
yep.
What do you still need it? Is it still working? Or what do I do with this?
Yeah. And if you take money out of it, will there be any tax consequences if you quit that policy, if you let it go? So these are the kinds of things that we want you to be aware of so you don't mess something up and get maybe an ugly tax surprise.
Yes.
A few other things that can happen. So, again, we're going to help educate you a little bit about what your options may be. Also, we're going to take a look at the markets. There is a big stock market guru out there, an investment guru who's all over the place on the internet, so you've probably heard of him, all right? And he's giving some advice right now. Should you take that advice? What is his advice right now? Pros and cons on that. Plus, we want you to be sure that you're saving every bit of money you can on your taxes. So we're going to talk a little bit if we have time today. And by the way, if you have questions about this in between, please call us. I'll give you our 800 number in just a minute. But still time for an IRA. Did you know that? So if you haven't done your taxes, all right, still got some time. We'll talk about IRAs as well in this hour. Meantime, we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, like a question or two about anything at all to do with financial stuff. And here is our number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You want to call us right now? We'll talk to you on the phone while the commercials are playing. So get on there. 800-332-7879. The Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team. We'll be right back.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Cosmetics from Merle Norman make you look good. Now you can feel good with a visit to Merle Norman's Spa and Wigs. In the spa, enjoy therapeutic massage, facials, and waxing, and learn about skincare, beauty enhancement. They also offer ear piercing and have quality wigs for sale. Merle Norman specializes in one-on-one sessions to ensure that you receive the utmost care and attention. Make your appointment today by calling Merle Norman Spa and Wigs at 979-836-2663 or visit Merle Norman Spa and Wigs in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill has one-of-a-kind dining experience. Eat in their comfortable dining hall or enjoy the big-screen TV in their full-service bar. Having a party or meeting? Bring your guests or business associates to Los Cabos and use one of their spacious private dining rooms. They also offer catering delivered to your special event. Choose fajitas, steaks, chicken, or seafood entrees. View their full menu online at loscabosbrenham.com. Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, open at 11 a.m., 7 days a week, in Brenham on Highway 36 South, across from Walmart.
Check out the new T4.0 tractor models from New Holland at Washington County Tractor. T4.85, 95, 105, and 115 models have the horsepower and features you need and want in a tractor. They range from 85 to 115 engine horsepower and have options like the all-new Vision View cab with available instructor seat, power shuttle, visibility panel for loader work, and more. These New Holland tractors started arriving at our WC Tractor locations in Brenham, Bryan, Abbotsford, and Sealy. So go by and check them out for yourself.
Washington County Tractor. People and products that you can trust.
When you're a member of an all-star team, you know that you're one of the best. Brenham Collision Center's all-star staff and state-of-the-art equipment makes them one of the best paint and body shops in the area. They provide every customer with guaranteed color match, quick turnarounds, and warranties on all paint and repairs. So come by for your free computerized estimate. You'll always find all-star service at Brenham Collision Center, 810 West Main. Call Brenham Collision Center at 277-0433 for your free estimate today.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket. But it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place. And then they act so surprised when I find them. But I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and Gardenia Jansen Animal Shelter in LaGrange.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. We have an office in Central Texas in Brenham on Main Street right across from the courthouse. Also, another office about a mile and a half from the Galleria in Houston. We're licensed to be financial planners in 17 states. So pretty much got everybody covered. And again, if you have questions, you still have some, want to know what can I do at the last minute here before I file my tax return, is there anything I can do to lower my tax burden, etc.? Yes. There are some things, and we're going to talk about that here in a second. But yes, and if you want to, maybe you're already filed for this year, maybe you got to look at your tax bill and said, you know, what can I do next year? that would be better and save some money, yes, we can help you with that too. Again, free review is well worth every moment that you spend with us.
It, just getting ideas, different things you may not have thought of, or what's available to you. That's the biggest thing. What's available? What tools out there can I use? I mean, you only deal with this maybe once a year when you file your taxes. Well, we deal with those financial tools every day.
Mm-hmm.
So there's unlimited amount. It just, does it work for you?
Right. So help you get a game plan together, maybe give you some ideas. Doug's going to talk a little bit from now about insurance-related things as well. But, you know, I think the big thing is know what you're doing with things like IRAs. They're not as simple as everyone thinks. There are a lot of wrinkles. But the basics are a pre-tax traditional IRA may be able to help some of your tax burden. You still have time between now and, if you haven't filed your taxes, between now and April 15th, you can still go ahead and put money into an existing IRA if you haven't contributed yet, or haven't contributed up to your max yet, or start one. Open one up and just start it. And Doug, you had somebody who came to you the other day about that.
Yeah, it was a friend came in, and he had already told his accountant, you know, put in my $6,500 for my IRA. And so he had to open an account to get the money in there so they could send the tax form in. So, but by doing that, if he was in a 20% tax, that's what, $1,200 of tax he did not have to pay. And he still has his $6,500.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was just sitting in cash until yesterday, because at that point it didn't matter too much where we invested it after the fact. We opened the account, put the money in, so now he had a $6,500 IRA contribution, paid, you know, less, over $1,000 less in income tax than if he didn't do it.
Yep.
So that's a huge difference when you think of it that way, because anytime you put money into an IRA like that, it comes off the top of your income, not off the bottom. It comes off the top.
But for all the rest of your deductions.
Right. So that is the most expensively taxed group of income, is the top part of your income. So
you just lowered your income by whatever that amount is that you can put into that pre-tax traditional IRA. Now, if you don't have tax situations, you're fine on that, you can still do a Roth IRA, an after-tax IRA. And again, the difference is the pre-tax IRA, all the money you put in, plus all the money you earn inside that account, whether it's interest, dividends, whatever it is, all right, all of that will be taxable eventually when you take it out. And you will have to take it out a little at a time, according to an IRS schedule, once you are 70 and a half years of age. Now, the Roth, you don't get a tax break today, but all of the earnings over the years in that account are not taxable, right? And it is also not subject, this point, to the mandatory required minimum distribution rules, where you have to start pulling money out and paying taxes.
Yeah, they really should drop the IRA portion of the Roth name. It should just be called a Roth, because as soon as you put IRA in there, it confuses everything, because it doesn't really work like an IRA at all. The Roth is just a neat tool in that money goes that you pay tax, put it away, and that's the last you pay tax on it, as long as you leave it there for at least 5 years, and you got to be over 59 and a half to take it out. But other than that, it has nothing else to do with an IRA.
Yeah. So you can do either one of those, or you can do a little into each one, so long as you don't go over the limit of what you can put in for the year. So in other words, if you wanted to put some in a Roth and some in the traditional, you can't go over $6,000 if you're below age 50. Or $6,500 if you're 50 or over. There you go. So, again, you could do $2,001 and $4,000 in the other, or 50-50 or 60-40, whatever you want to do.
And you don't have to put the full amount in. I mean, you don't have to, on an IRA and or a Roth IRA, you could put in $1,000 in each and that's it.
You know,
I mean, you just basically deduct $1,000 on an IRA. Because it's a little hard sometimes for people to come up with, you know, $6,000 in a chunk.
In a chunk, yeah.
So you don't have to do six. You can do less.
There you go. So, little primer there on the IRA. And by the way, as far as rolling 401ks, let's hit that real quickly before we start our insurance discussion here. So many people, unfortunately, have been getting some pink slips, especially in the oil and gas and related industries to those. Just ran into a couple of people yesterday who were dreading today because the announcements were coming from their company on who was going to get laid off in Houston. They already had layoffs in other cities. So those of you who either know someone or maybe unfortunately it's you, here's the thing. Do you leave your money in your 401k or anybody who's leaving a job? Do you leave your money behind in your old employer's 401k or do you roll it to an IRA? Pros and cons.
Generally speaking, it's better to get your money out of the 401k and roll it into your own IRA. Now you have control of it. You know where it is. You have control of it. You don't have to call HR department. You don't have to go through any of the forms and so on. That's generally the case. There's lots of reasons not to roll it, though, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it comes down to individual situation.
Yes.
The benefit for rolling it out of the 401k, other than having it in your own control, you roll it into an IRA. Now, if you die and you're married, your spouse can take and roll it over into their name, and there's no tax due. If it stays in the 401k and you pass away, your beneficiaries have to take the money and pay the tax on it, whether they want to or not.
And there are some other things, too. If you're 55 or over, when you separate from service, you may want to leave it at your old 401k because if you want to take distributions from age 55 and over, for most plans out there, you can do so. You're still going to pay taxes if you owe them, all right, on your withdrawals. But you don't have to take a certain amount every year and mess around with things. Most of the times they will let you start taking it at 55 or over. So if you know you're going to need some of it, you might leave it there. Or maybe leave at least part of it there. You might be able to do a partial distribution.
See, and there's no penalty to do that. If you're over age 55 and the money's in a 401k, you can take it out without a penalty. If you're at age 55, separate from service, roll your 401k to an IRA, and 2 years later at 57, you decide, oh, I need some money, and you take it out of the IRA, there's a 10% penalty because you're not past 59 and a half.
Now, there is a way to regulate, but you've got to take substantially equal payments out every year. It's called 72T rule. And that's more complicated, and it gets you into the burden of having to mess around with that.
For that one, you better come in and talk to us first.
Yeah. Before you do something, I guess it's the bottom line here.
Done several of those in years past for good reasons, but mainly it's a question is, do you leave the money there in 401k? If you don't need it and you're under 55, there's no reason to leave it there. It just isn't. It's better off to move it into your own IRA because there's some other beneficiary reasons for it. Plus, you get more investment choices.
There you go. So, a couple of pros and cons on that. We've got a few minutes before we take our station break at the bottom of the hour. Again, if you have questions, you want to take a look at it.
Let's do that portion next because the insurance is a longer conversation.
Yeah,
than
we'll do the insurance in the second half of the program. Some of you may have noticed that we had a pretty decent, end of middle of March, and we had a few days where we really started coming back up in the markets, the stock markets. And then the last few days, we've had a lot of volatility. And this morning, we're still down on the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, all of that. You're going to see a lot of stuff coming out. If you read internet articles about investing, you're going to be wringing your hands and going, oh, my gosh, what do I do? Okay. There is a very popular stock market guru and analyst. His name is Mark Hulbert, and he's on lots of different websites and has his own. But on CBS MarketWatch's website this morning, he said, now is the time to sell and go away. Used to be this old rule of thumb about, sell in May and go away. All right. Now he's saying, no, you got to start now. and start selling stuff off. Go away until we get back into when the market gets better, which is like October, November, December.
In the fall.
Yeah, in the fall and all that. Well, also, on the other side of that coin is a little blurb here. Where did these come from?
That one.
BTN Research.
Yeah. Okay. By the Numbers Research. It's
By
a company that does a lot of statistical analysts and analyzing and different items.
Yeah, and they do not sell mutual funds, stocks, bonds.
What they do, they sell their service.
Yeah, they sell their services, but they don't necessarily
they don't sell any products.
Market products. Yeah. Okay. So they crunch all these numbers and come out with tidbits. And this says the S&P 500 stock market average, that's the average of the 500 largest U.S. companies and their value. The S&P 500 has averaged a gain of 1.74% of total return during the month of April over the last 25 years. So that's 1990 to 2014, April of 2014.
That's just for 1 month, 1.74%
yes.
increase in 1 month.
Now, according to the statistics, that makes April the second best performing month during that entire period.
So, a little conflicting opinions there.
Yeah. But it's the best performing month. It's December, according to the statistics. That's the top performing month. You get about an extra 20 basis points, a quarter of a point-ish, on that. Worst month, supposedly, is August. But, you know, here you got these guys saying, oh, no, April is the second best performing month, generally speaking, in the S&P 500.
Statistically, historically.
Yeah. So then you got Mark Hulbert saying, oh, no, sell everything. So what do you do in between those things?
That's where you just get your strategy in. What are you trying to accomplish? Are you putting money into your 401k on a regular basis or an IRA or savings? If you try and time the market, you know, who's right there?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you listen to that Mark Hulbert, and you say, okay, I better pull back or move more money into cash, and it doesn't come true, mm-hmm. you lost out. So when do you get back in then? And the other one, statistically, that means, okay, I should put my money in at the beginning of April and take it out at the end of April and put more money in at the beginning of December and take it out at the end of December. No, just get your strategy, diversify, because we don't know which sectors or which companies are going to be doing well over time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can sleep a whole lot better at night.
Get a game plan.
Yes.
That's the whole deal. So if you want to discuss that, that's fine. You can always come by for the free review. Glad to just bat some ideas around with you, give you the benefit of our many years of being financial planners and checking things out and seeing things go and not go.
Yeah, this one couple came in yesterday, and she has a 401k at work. I see them throughout the year, but we hadn't sat down and done a review for quite a while because nothing really changed in her life for quite a while. And she said, "Well, here's my 401k. How, you know, should I make any changes to it?" And I looked at it and I said, "Man, it looks like it's pretty good." And she said, "Well, you set it up." Oh, okay. It's been a long
well,
time.
Well, that was kind of nice. Huh?
She says, "I never brought it back because it just keeps going. It just keeps." And so she says that she didn't look at it very much and it's been doing fine because we're spread out over like 10 different sectors mm-hmm. with little percents in each one of them.
Sure.
And we just let it run, and she just keeps putting money in. Mm-hmm. You know, whether the market's down, yesterday the S&P or Dow Jones was down 200. Today it's down 160. The day before that, on Monday, it was up 250. Doesn't matter. Just keep putting your money in. When it matters is when you think you're going to start living off of that money,
right.
Now you need to go and change up how you invest it, because you don't want to have a 350-point drop when you want to start taking a check out.
Yeah. So, again, different stages of life, right, also dictate how you manage
mm-hmm.
your money in 401ks, IRAs, brokerage accounts, whatever you've got, right? How much you keep in the bank, all of these things are subject to change as the years go on. The other thing that changes is insurance.
Yes.
What kinds, amounts of coverage? What do you do with those old policies? Do you still need them? How do you make those decisions? What if you pull out of that old policy or let it lapse now? Is there a tax consequence possibly to that? All kinds of different things. You know, insurance needs for every stage of life is our article coming out in today's Brennan Banner Press. insurance needs for every stage of life. Check that out in the Brennan Banner Press, but also we're going to have a little discussion of some of the finer points that you need to know about before you make a move on something like that. Getting ready to take a little break? You got a question? Now's the time. You want to talk to us one-on-one, in person, on the phone? No problem. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. The Money Makeover Show is taking a break. We'll be right back.
You know, it seems the more we talk about it, it only makes it worse to live without it.
Join me, Trail Boss Troy, and KWHI for the 18th Annual Seniors Day on Wednesday, April 1st, sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Hospital, Brenham. I'll be broadcasting live reports from the Firemen's Training Center from 10 till noon. Scott & White and other healthcare providers, businesses, and organizations will be offering health screenings, activities, informational booths, entertainment, and refreshments. And I'll be telling you all about what's going on. So tune in to KWHI 1280 on Wednesday, April 1st for the 18th Annual Seniors Day starting at 10 a.m.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Hi, this is Randy.
And this is Cornetta.
And we'd like to invite you to the second annual Apple Ford Free Community Easter Egg Hunt.
Join us on April 4th, Saturday, from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
There will be plenty of food, fun, games, Easter Bunny, Easter Egg Hunt, so we want you to come on and have a great, great time.
Bring your family and friends and hope to see you Saturday.
10:30 to 12:30 p.m. at Apple Ford, 1820 Highway 290 West.
United Rentals has the equipment you need for just about any project. They rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to hard hats and duct tape. Over 600 types of equipment, plus contractor supplies. The best part is, United Rentals employees will go the extra mile to help you get the job done, whether you're a major contractor or a weekend do-it-yourselfer. Visit your local branch in Brenham at 2700 Highway 290 West or call 979-836-0960. United Rentals, consider it done.
Are you ready? Brenham Ready Mix is, with two locations, one on Highway 290 East in Brenham and one on Highway 290 East in Prairie View. Brenham Ready Mix is ready to serve you from Somerville to Brenham to Houston. Are you ready? Brenham Ready Mix is, with an inventory of rebar, fill dirt, stabilizing sand, gravel, and more. Just call and they'll send the radio dispatch truck to you in a jiffy. Are you ready? Brenham Ready Mix is. They're state certified and can mix to your specifications. Call 979-830-1989 in Brenham or 979-826-2888 in Prairie View for Brenham Ready Mix. Ready when you are.
I'm Tumbleweed Smith, inviting you to tune into the Sound of Texas weekday mornings at 722 on KWHI, 1280 on the AM dial. The program covers the fun things about Texas, the events, places, people, history, folklore, and legends. You hear stuff from all over the state, and there's no telling just what you might hear. Tune into the Sound of Texas. There's nothing else like it. 722 weekday mornings on Friendly Country KWHI, where the news comes first.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Had a really good question during the break here, and again, it's with regard to that issue of do I leave my money at my former employer in their 401k plan, or do I roll it out to an IRA? And again, pros and cons on this. If in the case of a couple, a married couple, what happens with that rollout can really have repercussions down the line, because if you leave it there, you know, that the former employer is not going to make payments to that spouse. They're not going to do gradual payments out to that spouse and keep that account going. They don't want that responsibility. I can tell you, they're going to boot that money out of there any way they possibly can. It does get more complicated for you trying to get that money back out if your spouse who had the 401k passes away. All right. So again, know your options. Know what the tax situation is. The heirs, if both members of the couple pass away, then it's tax-a-rama.
Yeah, that's right.
It's big on anything. So if you've got especially a larger amount of money in your 401k, please consider all these issues, especially if you've got kids who might need that money. You've got several different issues working in there, especially tax issues. So that person's going to come in for a review, the free review. Yeah. And we're just going to go over the pros and cons. Leave it there. Don't leave it there. What if this happens? What if that happens? And also, there was an age issue in this individual's case.
Right. Each situation is different. And in this particular case, the caller's husband was over 70 and a half. And IRS says you're over 70 and a half. You have to start taking money out of all of your qualified plans. So the 401k said, you got to take some money out.
Mm-hmm.
So take it. Well, there's some ramifications to all of that. One, you can't get around it. But so that's where, to talk in more detail, you got to come in, because each situation is a little bit different,
mm-hmm.
and the rules change, and there's pros and cons.
Do you want to pay taxes now? Do you want to have somebody else paying them later? All sorts of different issues. But the bottom line for anybody who's going to inherit a 401k plan balance, all right, is that there's going to be some taxability issue from somebody down the line on that, because the former employer is not going to want to hang on to that money.
Yeah. And that taxes can be avoided.
Yeah.
That's the key. It can be avoided with not a great deal of work.
Now, pension plans are different.
Yeah.
But that's another issue. Some people have 401ks and they have the old style pension plan. There might be some things that there might be reasons why you want to leave that pension in there instead of rolling that out. So again, always come in, do the free review. Hey, the price is right, but you know, spending 45 minutes or an hour with us just to know what your options are so you can make a better decision is the whole idea. Let me give you our office number again. It's 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show.
Yay!
We started it right away.
Yeah, this is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. And that's Doug Neil you just heard from. And I'm Tony Navarre. We're certified financial planners. Craig Montana is running the studio for us. Let's talk a little bit about insurance. Now, remember, we have an article coming out in the Brennan Banner Press today, too.
We have an article. We try to put something in every 2 weeks. Educational piece that kind of gets you thinking. If this was insurance needs for every stage of life, you know, young adults, what kind of insurance or how much, empty nesters, retirees, business owners. It's just a little primer to get you started on the thought process on that one. And then that's coming out today. But I want to tell a story, because this comes up quite a bit, and it's going to come up more and more now. Because back in the 80s, there was a policy style that came out. The generic term is called universal life insurance. Many, many insurance companies have that, and it's the technical name is flexible premium adjustable life. That's what it will say on top of your contract.
Mm-hmm. But it's also known as universal.
Right. That's the name of it. And that was very popular because back in the 80s, it was a buy term and invest the difference type of thing. And so the insurance companies came out with this type of plan. Which was basically a term insurance policy with a cash value to it. So what happens is, as you get older, that cost of insurance inside that cash value plan gets larger and larger because it's a term policy. And so if you're
the older you get, the higher the premium cost for covering you
right.
with that insurance becomes.
So what okay. when you start the plan, you started with $200 a month. Okay, if we did $200 a month, but back then interest rates were at 10% too. And if we put in $200 a month, it should last until we're 95.
Mm-hmm.
That was the original illustration type of event. That's a generic example. Well, interest rates, as you know, are not at 10% anymore.
Yep.
Most of those contracts, that age, the guarantee was 4%, and that's what those policies are paying. So you're putting in your premium, and you're expected to last until you're 95, and then you get a letter that says, if you keep the same premium, you're going to run your policy will run out of money at age 72 or 70 or 68. So what do you do now?
Should you put more money in it? Should you let it lapse?
Yeah.
What do you do with that?
Yeah. So there again, that takes a discussion. If you've been getting those, read those when you get your statements, read mm-hmm. that part, because it'll tell you. Here's your statement of your insurance. They usually only come out once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so you look down in the paragraph, and it'll tell you when they'll lapse if you don't do anything different than what you're doing now. Well, in this particular couple's case, the kids were, they bought the policy back in the 80s, and it's a good policy. It's guaranteed paying 4%. It's kind of, you know, kind of nice. But they don't. Their kids are out of college now, and they really don't need that much insurance anymore. The premium didn't hurt them too much, so mm-hmm. I said, well, why not lower the face amount of the insurance? Keep putting the same amount of money that you're in, but lower the face amount of insurance by $100,000 or so, because they really don't need that much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Hypothetically, let's say it was $250,000. Well, you could cut off $100,000 of that, have a $150,000 policy, and now it might last till they're 88.
Yep.
So, or they could increase the dollar amount and keep the same face amount if they wanted that.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't need the insurance because there wasn't much left on their debt load, as you know, a couple of years on the house or so. So they didn't need a whole lot of insurance. Plus, they had some at work, but that's only as good as long as you work there.
Yeah.
That's the other part.
Or else it's going to be very expensive to buy outside or keep
right.
going.
Right. As
outside
the older you get
the job.
So in this particular case, and then also they had a rider on there that was an increased benefit where the policy would automatically increase each year. Well, they didn't need that anymore. Let's drop mm-hmm. that one and lower the face amount. And now their policy, you get an in-force illustration is the term, in-force illustration. Because what it does, it takes your existing policy and projects it forward with the new changes. And that will give you an idea, is it going to last to 90, 95, 100, doing what, you know, if we lower the face, drop mm-hmm. this. And it gives you some options then.
So, there you go.
So there's that. That was just, and that comes up, I see that a lot, and there's going to be more and more of that now, because most of those policies in the 80s are going to work like that, because interest rates came down so low, and that's what's really hurting it. So that's something to bring. That's why we say on that free review, bring in your insurance policy
mm-hmm.
and bring in the last statement that you had on that one, because we can decipher it and go over those type of things with you.
Sure. And does it make sense to keep it, maybe cut it back a little bit? Mm. What happens if you've been building up cash value in that for several years that you've had this policy? If you quit that policy, do you have any tax consequences on those earnings inside of there?
Mm-hmm.
That could happen. Depends on
it
how
depends
that thing's
set up. Depends on the policy and how long you've had it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to say I'm prejudiced in the fact that there's some people out there that say you should only buy term insurance because it's cheaper. I'm of the opinion, because I've seen it over my last three decades, you need to have, everyone needs to have some life insurance on the day they die just to help the family out of final expenses, funeral expenses. It doesn't have
medical
to be
medical bills. It could be anything.
Yeah, there's lots of deductibles and things that aren't paid.
Yeah.
Any debt load. You need a policy for on the day you die. It doesn't have to be huge, but it mm-hmm. needs to be a permanent one. Then you can buy the term insurance to cover the house, cover the kids, cover the business, because you can buy up to... they have 30-year term policies now.
Yeah. Well, if you're young enough to qualify
yeah.
for one of those. If you're in your 50s already, that's harder. 60s is even harder than that. So.
Well, I was looking at an illustration just this week. A 55-year-old male, good health, a 30-year term, for, I think it was $150,000. It was $119 a month.
Wow.
That'd make him 85 before the policy expired. So it's like, but he didn't need it, so we didn't go there. Didn't need 30 years worth. He just needed to cover about eight or nine years.
Mm-hmm. So again, you know, different reasons. We have that article coming out in today's Brennan Banner Press, Insurance Needs for Every Stage of Life, but also the free review is available. Bring in those old life insurance policies. We do that for folks all the time. Take a look at them. Help you make some decisions there. At least know your options of what you can do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing we see a lot of is people bringing in annuities.
Yes.
Annuity contracts. I mean, so many of us get these, and we've had them for years, and we sort of know how they work, even if you're taking some withdrawals, all these other things. You know, do you... There are people who say, you know, just cash that thing in, and all these other things. Hey, don't do anything until you know what the consequences are going to be. Maybe it's a great contract.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to keep that. Maybe you've got a big death benefit attached to that you paid extra for to have. Wow. What if you're not insurable anymore and you need more insurance kinds of things?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you want to do away with that annuity?
Yeah, with that death benefit on that annuity? It may not.
Yeah. So, again, there are always pluses and minuses, pros and cons. Glad to go over them with you with the free review. Again, here is our number if you want to schedule that time in with us. 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. All right, coming up on another commercial break. And when we come back, we'll take a little look at the markets and what's been going on and answer a question that I got from a 401k plan participant just a few days ago. So that might be a question that you have too. So stay with us for more of the Money Makeover Show.
But now I hold my head up high and you see me. Somebody new. I'm not that chained up little person still in love with you.
Celebrate God's love at St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church. Maundy Thursday services include services at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Good Friday, attend their solemn worship at 11 a.m. or youth-led tenebrae service at 7 p.m. Easter Sunday services begin at 6:30 with the Easter Sunrise service in Culver's Garden and festival worship at 8, 9:30, and 11 a.m. in the sanctuary. All worship services will serve Holy Communion. Celebrate God's gift of salvation through grace this Easter during Holy Week at St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church, 305 West 3rd in Brenham.
From a couple of throw pillows to the restoration of a family's heirloom, Classic Upholstery and Design can beautify your home or office. Classic Upholstery and Design offers reupholstering of commercial, residential, or antique furniture. And with over 1,000 fabric samples to choose from, you're sure to find the perfect look for your furniture. They also recover day bed mattresses, patio cushions, and tractor seats. Just bring your items by Classic Upholstery and Design on Highway 105 East, next to K&H Portable Toilets. Or call Classic Upholstery and Design at 830-8665.
Want to have some fun? Then get over to Rob's Fun Center at 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenham for the latest in side-by-sides, ATVs, motorcycle, and personal watercraft. Rob's Fun Center has complete lines of Polaris, Yamaha, and Arctic Cat, plus a full-service shop that's capable of doing everything from routine maintenance to complete rebuilds on the brands they sell and on competitive brands. Find out more about Rob's Fun Center at 979-836-2700. Have fun on a motorcycle or ATV from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Quality sales, parts, and service.
Daystar Christian Bookstore is the source for all your spring gift-giving occasions. For Easter, you'll find items that reflect the joy of this celebration of Christ's resurrection. Cards and books for all ages, Bibles, crosses, jewelry, children's Easter basket goodies, music, and more. There are special gifts available, too, for confirmation and First Communion. Visit Daystar Christian Bookstore at 208 West Alamo in downtown Brenham. And this Easter, be blessed by the certainty of Christ's resurrection and the hope that we share in Him.
Howdy, this is Roy Hickman, President CEO with the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please allow me to invite you to join the Chamber and our title sponsor, Reynolds & Reynolds, for our annual job fair being held on Wednesday, April the 8th from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hilton College Station. Booths for Chamber members are $250. Other employers are welcome at $300. Job seekers will be admitted free of charge. The Chamber's annual job fair, April the 8th at the Hilton College Station. Call 260-5200 for booth information or for any questions.
This is John Deans, Brenham, Washington County Crime Stoppers. We have over 50 grand in our reward fund, so it's time to clean up the county. So we're now offering $1,000 guaranteed in cash, tax-free, for any tip that leads to arrest or indictment of a felony crime or capture of a wanted felon. That's right. Drop a dime on the slime and get $1,000 in cash in a matter of days. It's all anonymous. We don't know who you are, and we don't care. If there are bad guys dealing and stealing and running from the law, let Crime Stoppers know. We'll put one large in your hands. Call us at 836-TIPS. That's 836-8477. Stay safe.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the final few minutes of this edition of the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. And by the way, we have a great website, and if you want to check out all the different things you can learn about, there's a learning center, and you can get in there and just surf around and look at how things work and different explanations of things. We even have little videos on there that you can look at about different topics. We have newsletter articles on there. Several of them come out each month. In fact, we should have some coming out, new ones, right about now.
This week.
So lots of great information, absolutely free of charge. No one will call you, bother you, hassle you if you go on there. It's completely stress-free. We do not bug you at all. And again, that's moneymakeoverteam.com, moneymakeoverteam.com. Also, you can shoot us an email, ask us a question, maybe schedule that free review, whatever you want to do, at moneymakeoverteam.com. Let's look at the markets real quick here.
Right now.
Wow, we're a lot better all of a sudden. Yeah. What, in like 40 minutes?
Well, less. When we looked at the beginning of the show, the Dow Jones was down 160 points approximately, and now it's only down 74.
Mm-hmm.
But got to remember, that's only 30 stocks.
Yeah,
that's
the
only 30
biggest companies in the U.S., right?
Now, the S&P, I don't remember what it was down when we started. It's only down 9 at the moment.
No, it was down about 18 or 19. So, yeah. we've cut the paper losses in the markets down, by about 50% in 40 minutes. So, is it volatile? Yes, it is. So, what do you do? And that brings me to
a point we want to make here.
And then a question I was asked just a few days ago, too.
You want to do the question first?
Oh, okay. 401k plan participant of one of the plans that I work with for a company in the Houston area said to me, yeah, man, you know, it's so volatile, and you hear this stuff on TV, and you look at the news reports, and you go online, and it's doom and gloom, and all this stuff is happening, and it's up one day, it's way down the next day. Should I still put money in my 401k plan? All right. I said, well, and I explained again how this works, right? So I'm going to explain it again. All right. You put money in out of your check. Usually it's taken out about once a month. Some places do it every pay period, all kinds of different ways. But when it goes in, the market's going to be up that day or down that day, or maybe in between, right?
Yeah, nobody knows.
Nobody knows what it's going to be, but it's going to average out over time that you end up buying more shares for less money over time. Now, temporarily, is it going to be all over the place? Sure it is. But if you are putting in $100 a month, let's say, right, out of your pay, and the market's down, you get to buy more shares of stuff because they're cheaper. Wow, you take advantage of buy low, right? Buy low, sell high, buy low. Okay. And then on sometimes when the market's way up, you're going to buy fewer shares of those investments in your 401k. And if it's in between, you're going to buy the average price at that day. But, you know, basically, just go ahead. The biggest, most important thing is to just put the money in there. You get a tax break for putting it in if you're doing a traditional pre-tax 401k. If you're doing the Roth, okay, you're paying tax on that money first. But remember, the earnings inside of that Roth 401k work like a Roth IRA. Mm-hmm. They're not being taxed on the gains. There are a couple of other things you have to do, but that's the bottom line. There we go.
Back to your question on that one. If the market's going down, should I keep putting money in? that's the best time.
Yeah. In fact, I have some people that are clients of mine that step up their contributions when things are looking bad.
Because you're buying more and more shares, and historically, the market will come back. We don't know when, we don't know how long, but it will come back. But in the meantime, every month, you've been buying it cheaper and cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. Mm-hmm. When it goes back up again, you can still keep buying it, but now your cost factor is a whole lot less.
But also remember, you need to be sure that you've got a game plan and the proper allocation for the rest of your money that's already in there, right? There you go.
And time frame. Mm-hmm. Speaking of stocks, the S&P 500, we use that a lot. That's the 500 largest companies. But when they figure out the index, it's not, okay, 500 companies, here's the share price, each one is equal. No, they do it by the size of the company. The larger the company, the bigger percentage of the S&P 500. So the five largest stocks in the S&P 500 made up 11% of the total stock market capitalization. That's as of February 28, 2015. Which means then, you know, if Microsoft is in there, they're huge. Or if another company's in there, Apple, it's huge percentage-wise, because they look at what is the company worth, and that's how much percentage then that they make up of the S&P 500.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, 1% of the stocks of the index, five companies out of the 500, that's 1%, represent 11% of the total value of the index.
And that's because those companies are huge and they're worth
right.
tons of money.
So if those five companies go up and the last 20 companies go down, then the S&P 500 is probably going to go up. But same thing, if those five go down and the last 100 companies go up, it may stay even. But the idea is it gives you a better feel for what's happening. And the reason they do that capitalization is there more people own those companies than the other companies. So that's how it works. It's not just even across the board.
So if you don't remember all this at first yeah. blush, all right, or you haven't had anyone come to your workplace to explain your investment options in your retirement plan, again, that's another reason to come by for that free review. We clear away all that clutter and help you understand better so you can manage your money much better. There you go.
That's it. That's what we try and do, is help educate you, give you options, give you opportunities. Don't put it off. Now's a good time to do it.
There you go. So old life insurance contracts, annuities, all those old things that we get asked about all the time from mm-hmm. other folks. If you got all that stuff, you have questions, should I be looking at maybe gifting stuff to my kids now, especially ranches, farms, all that stuff? Again, come by. We'll give you the overview and let you know what some of your options may be so you're better educated. Thanks for being with us. We'll come back
Monday.
On Monday.
See you then.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.